Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
Celebrating, or rather going through Money Smart Week South Africa with the Credit Ombuds. And today joining us in studio is Howard Gabriel. Mr. Gabriel, good morning and thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate you taking the time to come and chat to us.
It's my pleasure to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to share with you and the listeners some thoughts about the importance of Money Smart Week. Money Smart Week is focused on educating the public about financial matters.
Mm-hmm.
And normally when we deal with numbers, we tend to run away from it. You know, everybody tells you, I'm bad at maths.
Mm.
But when we can add and when we can subtract, we are good at maths. And it is important that we work out how do we deal with our finances. Because if we don't deal with our finances, we're forever going to be in trouble. One of the biggest causes of stress anywhere in the world is the ability of consumers not to cope with their finances. So don't be scared of maths. It's actually quite easy. It's about adding. It's about subtracting, multiplying, and dividing. And at the end of the day, it is about making sense of the value of money in our lives. So financial education is quite important, because if a consumer knows how she manages her accounts,
mm-hmm.
then she will be able to have a much happier life. You know, if I'm over indebted and I worry at night about how am I going to meet ends meet, it means tomorrow morning I get up grumpy. You know, it means when I make dinner tonight, I'm like kind
You're
of
burning
nervous.
The pots.
Right. But if I know how I'm going to manage my finances, it takes a big part of stress out of our lives. And it makes for a happy family. It makes for a happy life.
That is
very
true.
And it's really important that we educate ourselves about our rights as consumers.
And that's another important part, Mr. Gabriel, when you're saying our rights as consumers, because in today's age, we see a lot of TV shows of people going back and going to the credit ombuds and trying to get their money back. Because unfortunately, most of the time, other than the mismanagement of money, we don't know our rights when it comes to what is rightfully indebted to you, what you're supposed to do, and what happens when you falter on a loan.
The beauty of the new South Africa is that many of our rights are enshrined in the laws that have been promulgated by Parliament. So we have a law called the National Credit Act.
Mm.
And the National Credit Act devotes a whole chapter to the right of consumers. Firstly, dealing with the past, where many black consumers did not have access to credit. So it's a right of consumers to be able to apply for credit. It's the right of consumers to ask for reasons why you refused credit to me. It is a right not to be discriminated against on the basis of gender, on the basis of race, and all of those issues that are enshrined in our Constitution. So it's important that we know what our rights are.
Yeah.
All right. It's also an important right enshrined in this piece of legislation that you can get an explanation in your own language of why. So if I'm Zulu speaking and my English is not so strong, or if I'm Afrikaans speaking and my English is not so strong, I can be asking the credit provider, explain to me in Zulu or explain to me in Afrikaans what this agreement mean, because I'm not a lawyer, I'm not trained to understand all these terms. Explain it to me in my language. One thing I must say, I can go on about the rights, because there are many more rights in the legislation in the National Credit Act. But there are also obligations and responsibilities.
Yes.
So we must never think, I can borrow money and not pay it back.
It's my right to this money. It came in
fact,
my language.
The credit provider has the right to charge interest on the money they borrow us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when we borrow money, the other part of having that right is that we will make monthly payments. And if we falter on our obligations, then even though we have rights, we are not balancing it out with performing on our obligations. So it's important that consumers understand that even though we have rights, which is very positive, we also have rights.
An obligation.
Obligation and responsibility. There's one right that the National Credit Act identifies that I want to emphasize.
Okay.
When you apply for credit, there's an obligation on the credit provider in terms of the Act to give you a document in writing that sets out, I've applied for, say, 20,000 rands. The 20,000 rand means that the interest on it will be this.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that over the period, say 5 years, that I'm going to pay back the 20,000 rand, I'm going to pay back 30,000 rand or 32,000 rand. So before you enter into the credit agreement, you have this document that the credit provider must give you. In terms of the law, you have 5 days to consider whether you want to enter into that. And the credit provider can't change the terms of what they presented to you in writing. So often the circumstances we're in force us just to sign there on the spot.
Initial.
And what I always advise consumers, if you can come back tomorrow, it's better. If you can't come back tomorrow, you need the money by today, at least take a walk around the block before you sign so that you weigh up what your obligations are and how you're going to cope with repaying the loan you have taken. So I can go on, as I said, there are many, many points that is enshrined in the National Credit Act. And really, the National Credit Act is what guides the credit ombud when the relationship between the consumer and the credit provider breaks down.
Now, Mr. Gabriel, you know, you spoke about something very important about how previously, as Black people, we were excluded from credit. So, unfortunately, we then find these not so great financial lessons over the past few decades and so forth coming from the Black community, where you'd find that your parent cannot afford something, they take a loan out. Then they take out a loan to pay that other loan. Then they take out a, before you know it, they're going to Mashonisa, they've been handed over, they've got garnishing orders, things are being taken away, and you're just in this deep, deep hole of financial disarray. Where do you think people can really reset their financial education and really relook at how we as Black people look at finances and taking credit?
Look, the situation is actually worse at the moment because people have gone into credit agreements when they had a job. And then in 2020, industry closed down, the whole country closed down, and more than 2 million people.
And you still have that debt?
Were without jobs. Then industry opened and the country opened a bit. And in that second part of the reduction of the lockdown levels, more people found jobs, but not the 2.2 million.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of people are in much more serious crisis than just a historical crisis because of this period that we are in that they have not earned money, or even when they earned money, they have not earned at the same level that they have been in before.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in a very serious crisis because what comes in does not match what must come out.
Yep.
There's a shortfall there. Now, it is very difficult to deal with that situation. Normally, what I would advise consumers or friends even is, firstly, when you're in trouble, don't run away from your credit provider. Go and talk to them. I give that advice freely to my family and my friends and to anyone that would listen to me. It is better to go and talk to them. Our nature is that when we get that SMS or when we get that
phone calls.
You know, this is Nedbank calling me or this is that bank calling me. But what we need to do is to talk to the credit provider.
Mm.
Often we will find that they understand and one can begin to make an arrangement.
An arrangement.
If you ignore the credit provider, by the time you're 3 months in arrear, you get that dreaded letter. In legal terms, we call it the Section 129 letter.
Sure.
That means...
Section 121, don't come to me.
So when you're getting that letter, you're now in the first stages where you're going to be taken to court for a judgment against you. And then once you have a judgment, then the garnishing orders come and so on and so on. So you need to avoid that by speaking to your credit provider. The second thing is try and make an arrangement where you can maybe pay something. So if you have to pay 200 rand, maybe if you can pay 75 rand, at least the credit provider is seeing that you're trying.
But you
must remember that if you pay less than what you should, the interest are now calculated on that amount that is short.
Sure.
Right? So you end up growing the third thing that I think is important for consumers to consider is look at your accounts and see, aren't there anything that I can pay off? Normally you start with the smallest amount. So I've got 10 accounts, but there's this one account, the outstanding amount is 750.
Finish it.
Let's try and finish that one, because now that monthly installment you can add to the next one. Mm-hmm. That's now the smallest. And so you can go up the line so that you end up with a smaller number of accounts. And when you pay up an account, it's important that you also close it.
Yes.
Right? We deal mostly with complaints from the clothing industry, the furniture retailers, and so on. Paid up letter doesn't mean closure. So next month, they still put the club fees, they still put the admin fees on that account.
Newsletter fees.
Because the account is still active. You can go tomorrow to the shop to buy.
Mm.
So it's important that you get both a paid up letter and a closure letter. Sometimes it's one letter, but it must state clearly that this account is paid up, or this account and this account is closed, which means you're not going to buy again on credit on that account. So these are little things that we can begin to do to deal with the stress. There are obviously many more, but it's important that you take charge of your own situation and that you act before other people take action.
Yeah. And with regards to Money Smart Week, what have you seen that the general public in South Africa, what are the general questions and their most concerns with regards to credit and contact with the credit ombuds and communication with regards to how they spend their money?
Well, maybe what I should talk a little bit is about the trends that we've seen over the last year as a result of of COVID.
COVID.
Right. So we see quite a large number of consumers trying to close their accounts, which is actually positive
good.
In
yeah.
that consumers are understanding that their accounts they need to close the smaller accounts before they can take on the big ones. So that's one trend. The other trend that we see is complaints about the fact that I took out the credit insurance, but now that I've lost my job, the insurance company didn't pay in accordance with the insurance. So we're dealing with quite a few what is called credit life insurance issues, where we're assisting consumers, to establish that they've taken out the insurance,
yeah.
that there was a fee deducted for the insurance, and then B, what they're entitled to in terms of that insurance. So it's interesting that in this period we had much more cases related to those two issues.
Mm.
The other good thing of the National Credit Act, when the National Credit Act was promulgated, I think it was in 2005, the issue of reckless lending was a big issue.
Okay.
What it means is credit providers would give you another loan whether you can afford it or not.
Or not.
Right? And what the law did was to place an obligation of credit providers to do an affordability test. So when you apply for a loan, they ask you for a budget. How much do you spend on this? How
yeah.
much do you spend on that? It is important that the onus is still on you as the consumer to tell the truth.
Truth.
Don't tell them that you spent 500 rand on food in a month.
When you know you're spending $7,000.
Because the truth is, I know that even if you only eat pop, it's going to cost you more than
yeah.
500 rand a month. But at the same time, what it did is it removed a big burden where people were just given credit because the credit provider wanted to give it to you without taking into account affordability. And it's interesting that over the last few years, we've seen reckless credit declining quite sharply as a complaint that is coming through.
And any advice to someone who currently right now is literally swimming with the sharks? They've been going to Mashonisa next to Mashonisa. They literally do not know where to go from end to end. And like you're saying, speak to your creditors and say that you cannot pay. But where does one start when you've got garnishing orders? Everything is just really, really looking bad. The sheriff is after you. Where does one start to at least start having a healthy relationship with money and really start paying their accounts?
Look, it's incredibly difficult if you're unemployed and there's no income at the end of the month. The tendency, the immediate tendency is to run away.
Mm.
Right? Now, if you already have garnishing orders, The problem with those garnishing orders when you don't have a job is that they can't go to an employer to enforce it. So then the next step comes where they're trying to attach whatever property that you have. But the fact that you're in that situation is in part due to the fact that you didn't pay attention to your affairs before you got into that.
It was nice when you were spending money.
Yeah, but remember the obligation and the responsibility. If you borrow money, you agree to take the cash, you agree to pay it back with interest.
Mm.
Now, we can check whether the interest is in terms of the law, because there are limits to which interest can be charged. And the problem that you have with Mashonisas is that often the interest is outside
of the
law, which makes it illegal.
Yes.
Right? But the other problem with the machinistas is they don't have an office that we can go to. They don't have a formal business that we can approach. So even when you complain to the National Credit Regulator, sometimes you can't even find the machinistas because they operate out of a boot of a car or something. So the problem is a very, very deep problem with many social impacts, because if you take people that are living on pensions or social grants, they often, in order to cope for the month, they have to halfway two-thirds through the month, they have to borrow money, and when they get the grant, they have to repay that loan with sometimes exorbitant interest rates. And this is a very, very serious problem. I know that there are several organizations like the Black Sash looking at these kinds of issues and working on how to deal with this problem.
And Mr. Gable, do you find that people have an open relationship when it comes to approaching the credit ombud? Because we know about the credit ombud, we know that the laws are there to help us, but do you find, like you're saying, they generally run away from their creditors? Do you find that they easily and readily come to the credit ombud for advice and for help?
Well, I mean, thank you for having me here today to talk to your listeners, because every time I speak on radio or television, we can see that consumers feel free to join us. Consumers feel free to phone. You don't have to join. Our services are free to the consumer. So we don't charge consumers anything. You can then contact us through our website, through our phone lines. And we've also provided a SMS line.
Okay.
Where if you don't have money, you can just send an SMS, which is free, to that number. And then we will call you back.
Nice.
At our cost to take down your complaint. The call center agents in our office or the case managers, they will take down your complaint in detail, try and ask you also for documents and reference numbers. We don't like to take a complaint if you didn't approach the credit provider.
Yes.
So if you come to us and you say, whatever store is unfair to me, we will ask you, have you lodged a complaint with them? Or people with adverse listings on the credit bureaus, we will ask them. And in the credit bureau case, there's a legal obligation that they must within 20 business days address your concern. But even after you're unhappy, you then can come to us to assist you. So we really want consumers to speak to their credit providers and then approach us. We're seeing a lot of consumers now coming to us and understanding that they must have that first step done. So once they come, we then investigate the matter. And we're asking consumers to give us as much information as possible. You know, we tend to, in the old days when I was a young boy, I know my mother had a shoebox.
Yeah.
And she put all the accounts in that shoebox. But it seems shoeboxes
don't
work
exist anymore.
Right. Because consumers don't have these accounts anymore. And it's really important that you keep your accounts in a safe place so that when the time comes, you're able to share them with us and we're able to help you understand what's in that. So we'll be able to explain what are the interest charges, whether the interest charges are right, what are the admin fees, is the admin fees reasonable, how much you pay for insurance, etc., etc.
Yeah, there's a song that says money talks, and money really does talk, but also making sure you manage your money wisely is very important. Mr. Gabriel, thank you so much for joining us. I learned so much today. I do know that there's a couple of accounts that I need to go look at today and be like, Tato, which ones are you closing? But thank you for the world worth of advice when it comes to how to really spend your money and guard your money and make sure that you speak to your creditors when you are owing. Don't run away. Thank you so much, Mr. Gabriel.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tato.
Thank you. Of course, this is Money Smart Week right here on Vision View Sports Radio that we are talking with the Credit Ombud. And of course, like we're saying, make sure you talk to your creditors. Let them know if you are having a problem before you find yourself in the red.
This is your captain speaking. Welcome to Flight VVSR, and we'll be taking off to the world of sports. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.